Wednesday, the 18th of June, Tesavol Sivon, Rabbi Yosef Freilich, the Hierarchy of Mitzvahs.
I'd like to speak this morning for a few minutes.
Where are you going?
About the Hierarchy of Mitzvahs. Now, what on earth is the Hierarchy of Mitzvahs? Well, that's the first thing I'm going to explain. It means simply, pardon?
Hierarchy
means putting things into a seder of importance. So if we take the mitzvahs, put them into an order of how severe they are, how serious, how important they are, that is what we mean by hierarchy. But when we ask the question, what do you mean which mitzvah is more important? How can we put mitzvahs into an order of importance? I mean, last week we had Kabbalah Satorah, we were given 613 mitzvahs, and we mechui to keep all the mitzvahs. There's no difference. Have resolved a mitzvah kalaka v'chamura. There's no difference. Important, this is yeah important, this is not important. If you've got to keep them all, then what does that mean? I counted, this is serious, this isn't serious, this is important, this isn't important, this is relevant to me, this isn't relevant to me. You know, like the forms say, they pick out certain things, this is not relevant, this is relevant, so they pick and choose. And if we need them all, you know, then there's no shaykh to say relevant. You know, if somebody would ask you, you know, what's more important to you, your eyes or your ears? You know, so a person could think if Chassid Sholem one would have to lose, wouldn't have to choose between losing one's eyes or losing one's ears. So you have to think, how's life without ears, how's life without eyes, which is more important? Then it's shy to think about it. But if I say to you, oh, what's more important, your heart or your lungs? The question doesn't make sense. I need my heart and my lungs. Without my heart I can't live, without my lungs I can't live. So what I mean, which is more important? It's not shy. The whole thing is necessary. The whole concept of relative importance doesn't come into it at all. So, as I say, if you're a foreman, you can pick out, you know, then it makes sense. You know, like an exam, pick out, answer any five questions. Okay, so I'll see which ones are better for me or not. I remember many years ago when I was a young pharmacist, and one of my first experiences, I remember a very old gentleman came walking into a chemist shop, came in and walked up to the counter, and he said to the girl in the counter, "Here, can you give us a packet of Aspro, lovey, will you?" So she brought him out a packet of Aspros. I don't know whether you know how Aspros are packed, but they used in my time, in any case, maybe they've changed now, but they used to come, the tablets were packed in the big long strip. All the tablets, down the strip that had printed, headaches, colds, rheumatism, flu, all the way down the strip, and then the strip was concertinaed into the box. So this gentleman, he picked up the box, he opened it up, he pulled out the strip to its full length, and he started tearing up between each tablet. He tore them all into the separate tablets, and then he went and he picked out this tablet and that one and this one and that one. He put in the pocket. And he took all the rest. He said, "There you are, love. You can throw those away. I only need the ones for rheumatism." So, you know, to us, you know, not sure if I need this one. I don't need it. They're all the same. They're all of equal importance. So, what is a hierarchy? Well, it's simply this. That there are times where you have a case of pekuch nefesh, and we know that in pekuch nefesh we can be over any of the tiny mitzvahs, etc., a very small number, certain circumstances, but you can be over avedas where you need it for pekuch nefesh. Now, if I've got a choice, I could save this person's life by being over avedah A or being over avedah B, then I've got a choice. I can't do both just because I'm doing pekuch nefesh. You can only do whatever is necessary for pekuch nefesh. I remember once years ago there was a certain gentleman here in London. It was an Irish man, so I knew it. And he was in shul on Shabbos morning, and he was davening together with his father, and his father had a heart condition, and suddenly in the middle of davening, his father sort of keeled over, And they quickly, you know, they rushed, had to rush him out. He had his car parked across the road from the shul, from Erev Shabbos. And so they took his father and they managed to bundle him into the car. And people said to him, don't worry about anything, just get him to the hospital as quick as you can. You know, never mind about Shabbos, you know, if you don't go to Kus Nefesh, as far as you're concerned, it's not Shabbos, it's Wednesday. Just get on with it. So he drove to the hospital, and on the way to the hospital, you know, he reached over to the glove compartment, he took out a cigarette, and he had a smoke, you know. I mean, to an Irishman, if it's Wednesday, and Wednesday you're allowed to smoke, so I'm told today's Wednesday, so you can smoke. Right? Now, obviously, you know, you can only do that which is it's Wednesday for the purposes of anything which is necessary for Kus Nefesh, but otherwise, you can't. So, I can't be either anything which of the two things should I be either. So there's a general principle called Machilin Asfai Hakal Hakal. If you have the choice, we have to, the person's got to eat, or the Kus Nefesh, you have to keep anything, then if you've got to give him an Isser, give him the least Isser, if possible. It's not possible to give him something more, but always start off with the least availer. So this forces on us certain criteria. How do we measure what's a lesser availer and what's a more serious availer? And therefore, we have to have some system of putting availers, or mitzvahs, if you like, mitzvahs the same, it's a lie to say, putting them into a hierarchy. Hence, that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. And we'll see what sort of criteria are used to define the importance of a mitzvah. Now, obviously, you know, when there's a hurry, if it's an emergency, a person just collapsed, he's not breathing, or he's bleeding, you know, you've got to do everything. Don't start thinking, now, which is more important? Now, let me think now. What is Rabbi Friedrich saying that she in Saturday, maybe I can get him to call a lotion quickly and fire it up. Don't think of anything. Hazorit Sereza Meshubach, get on with it, and don't think. But if you have time, sometimes it's not such an emergency, in case of the Kuf Nefesh, a person's got to eat in Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to eat mamish this second, you've got time, as long as, you know, you can't fast the whole day, as long as, you know, if you have something for lunch, then he's got to, that's okay. So then you've got time to think, and therefore, in theory, we ought to have some system of working out which is more serious and which is less serious. Or especially people who are in the profession, doctors or people in Hatzolah and things, that if they're able to sit down beforehand or come to Shia like this and work out, you know, have it clear in their mind which is Kal and which is more Chomor, then if it comes to an emergency, then they know offhand they don't have to do any thinking. So therefore, what is the Seder? Well, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is that you can measure the severity of an Aveira by the Oynish, which that Aveira. That's the first thing. So, we find the Gemara says, for example, that if a person has to eat, and the only food you've got available is either Tevel, from which you haven't taken Trumus or Maestras, and so it's a Tevel, a very serious Issa, Chiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, or you've got some Nevela, which is just a loisa, say, for which it's a Chiv Malkus, then, says the Gemara in Gemara Yuma, connection with Yom Kippur, that you give him the Nevela, because it's only a loisa, say, don't give him the Tevel, which is a Misa Bidei Shemayim. What happens? You know, I was thinking once, you know, Yom Kippur had a marvelous Einfall, one of my very great Einfalls, and I thought to myself, you know, there's a difference between Issachar and Issa. If you've got a piece of Nevela, comes Yom Kippur, so the Issa Nevela wouldn't be Chal, the Issa of Yom Kippur wouldn't be Chal on the Issa of Nevela, whereas all the kosher food, the Issa of Yom Kippur is Chal on it. So therefore, if somebody on Yom Kippur suddenly feeds, you know, he's got to eat, then you should say, make sure he eats Nevela, but it's only an Issa of Nevela, because Yom Kippur is not Chal on it, and don't give him kosher food, because kosher food is also Chiv Koris of Yom Kippur. You imagine suddenly an emergency, quickly, has anybody got a piece of kosher for this gentleman? Yeah. So it somehow doesn't make sense. And of course it doesn't make sense. The answer is very simple, that Yom Kippur is what's called an Issa Koilil, since on Yom Kippur, all other foods, not only this Nevela comes also, Yom Kippur acts all other food as well, so Yom Kippur's Chal and other food is Chal on the Issa of Nevela as well. So therefore, if it ever happens, don't ever dream, don't say, oh, I remember Abba Fry saying it's better to eat Chazer than to, no, you give him kosher food if you possibly got kosher food. Now the Gemara then goes on and discusses, well, what happens if you've got two things which have got the same oinish? Like if you've got a choice of eating tevel or eating truma. Right? They're both misa b'nei shemayim. Which do you choose? And the Gemara does two considerations. The machloikis, in fact. One man, the Omer, says that give him tevel, because tevel is lighter than truma. Because tevel, you know, is something, it's not a permanent iser. If you've got food which is tevel, you can be masakin it, you take the drum of the mitre, and then you've got chulin. So tevel as such, even if you're not masakin it, but tevel as such, the iser is less than trumo, which is an absolute iser that's also an oil and void, there's nothing you can do about it. So that makes tevel lighter than trumo. The other man, Dhamma, has another consideration. He says, no, trumo is lighter, because truma is mutter lekoyanim. Tevel is an absolute issa, it's also everybody, there's nobody who's allowed to eat tevel. But truma, a koyan is allowed to eat truma, so since as some people are allowed to eat truma, therefore it's not such, it makes it that little bit lighter. It's a very interesting thing how the Gemara gives that sort of consideration. Now obviously, if you've got a choice between a deraisa and a derabonon, then you'll be over the derabonon. So if you have this tevel, and there's enough there that if I'm a sacking it, and I turn it into chulin and trumo, then I've got enough chulin for the person to eat, then we'll say, take trumo, even though it's not allowed to take trumo for meisters on Shabbos, I think it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take trumo for meisters. But the issa of being misakin is only an issa rabbonon, whereas tevel is an issa deraisa, better quickly take truma and give him the chulin to eat. So that's in the rabbonon. Within the rabbonon, it's interesting, there are different degrees of rabbonon. This is a gezeira, that's a gezeira, but some gezeiras are more serious than other gezeiras. It's also interesting, we haven't got time to go into that. The Chacham sometimes asks the A because it can get confused with B. Well, A gets more easily confused with B than C gets confused with D. So you have two gezeiras. This is very confusable, this is less confusable. The Gemara makes differences there. Okay, there are various rules on that. So now, the question is, what if we've got the same issa, but you can be over it in various ways? And here, you know, you sometimes have to do more issa or less issa, and that also makes a difference. I remember, again, funny, memories, this start of the day brings memories back to you. I remember years ago, when before photocopying was easy for everybody, it was very expensive, you had to go to special places, and everybody used carbon copies. When every secretary, you know, you wrote a letter, you'll remember the days, you made a carbon copy of everything. So when we were at university and we had to miss the lectures on Shabbos, so how can I make up the lectures on Shabbos? So I had the idea that I asked one of my pals in the class, a goy, and I said, listen, do me a favor, John. Now, when you take your notes and Shabbos, here's a piece of carbon paper, put the carbon paper under your paper, so that when you make your notes, then give me the carbon copy. Now, I'm not allowed to ask him to write for me, but he's not doing any extra writing, he's doing the same writing he does himself, but you make me a carbon copy. And I thought, is there any shyler in that? And I happened to be in America, and I thought, I'll go into the Moshe Feinstein and I'll ask him. So I went along where people go to ask the Moshe in his yeshiva, in his little room where he used to sit. You know, it's a queue of Rabbonim from all over the country. I took my place in the queue, and one by one we went in, and sitting down asked him, is it allowed for me to ask a goy to put in the carbon paper? So he said to me straight away, he said, is it the Gemara Menachos, that's Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, what happens if a person is in the Sekhon Nefoshes and his doctors say he must have two figs, right? He'll die. If he doesn't get two figs, he'll die. I don't know exactly what illness it is. Do you know of any illness where you have to have two figs? In those days, they had certain, I don't know, either illnesses were different or they had different ideas of medicine. But it doesn't really make any difference. You know, we've got to realize that. You know, how medicine works, at each time, we have to go by what the doctors say. If in the time of the Gemara, they felt that there are certain illnesses and the only cure for that is you need, this person must have two figs, then you take two figs and you machalit Shabbos. If you need on Shabbos, you pull a fig off a tree and you'll be machalit Shabbos. Years later, it might turn out that this illness didn't need two figs at all, two figs was lower. Makes a difference. At the time, that was medical opinion, and you have to go by medical opinion at the time, like we do today. Today, we follow doctors. Years later, you find out, no, that's no good at all, that medicine is, it's no good. In fact, it might even do you harm. There's different medication that's used. But we have to go on Pekuf Nefesh. I've got to do whatever I'm told to do now. Later on, I find out it wasn't necessary. I haven't done any Isra, not even the Shoytik. I wouldn't have to bring a common Katos, because I did it for Pekuf Nefesh, and that's completely mutter. So the Gemara says like this. This gentleman, we need to give him two figs, and it's Shabbos. And out in his garden, he's got a big fig tree, and his figs growing on the tree, obviously. Now you've got this sort of setup, if you could imagine, you have, I don't know if you could see that, you've got a tree and there's two twigs. Right? In case one here, you've got two twigs. On each twig there's one fig. And I can snip off the two twigs, snip snip, and get my two figs. Or there's another twig over here, which is on this one twig, there are three figs growing. And with one snip, I can cut off all the three figs. Right? So which is better, case one or case two? Which is better, to make two snips and get my two figs, or to make one snip and get all my three figs with one snip? Right? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's better to take the one snip, to do one mitzvah of Chilul Shabbos, even though you're getting three figs, than to do two acts of Chilul Shabbos. Right? So that's the Gemara. So Rav Moshe said to me, he said, you know, the Gemara only asks what happens if you've got the choice between two snips and one snip with three figs on it. But imagine you have another twig which has got two figs on that very twig, like that, case three. And with one snip I could get the two figs, well, of course, that would be far better. The Gemara doesn't even ask that question. Yeah? It's obvious that it's better to take one snip and get your two figs than to take two snips and to get two figs. Right? That's obvious. Right? So, therefore, he says, what do we see from that? We see that in that case it's obvious. If I've got to judge, if I've got to balance, let's say I've got a weight in my hand, somebody gives me in my left hand I've got a weight, I've got an 8 ounce weight in my left hand, and somebody says to me, take this, you know, which is heavier, your weight or this? Is this more than 8 ounces or less than 8 ounces? And I go like this and say, it's difficult to say, I can't quite tell which is the heavier. And then he says, okay, take this safer here, which is heavier, the 8 ounces? Oh, this one is definitely heavier. Right? So this one I was in the sophic about, this one I knew was definitely heavier, so therefore follows that this is heavier than that. Right? You follow my argument? Right? So therefore he says, the Gemara had a sophic, right, making two snips and getting two figs, or getting one snip and getting three figs, which is the worst, and we don't know. Maybe it's better to take the one with the three figs, or maybe it's better to do two snips because you're only getting two figs. The other way, you're getting more figs than you need. Right? So which is the better? No, it's a shailah. The Gemara was poshted that it's better to do one snip. But we see from there, since the Gemara didn't even ask about the person who had an option between two snips to get two figs and one snip to get two figs, so therefore it follows that to do one snip and getting three figs is worse than one snip and getting two figs. You follow? So even though in both cases you're exactly the same act, you're snipping a little twig, but since with one you're producing the mitzvah koitzer, there's always the mitzvah aveda and there's the product. In this case you're harvesting three figs, and the other case you're harvesting two figs. So even though in both cases you're doing the same mitzvah, but one produces more than the other, therefore the three figs is a greater chiddush Shabbos than the two figs. Therefore he says, if I write a page, and somebody else writes a page but he's got a carbon copy, so even though they're both doing exactly the same activity, they're writing one page, but the first person with his writing, he's produced one page of writing. The other person with the same activity, he's produced two pages of writing. And therefore, producing two pages of writing, even with the same activity, is more chilul Shabbos than producing one page of writing. And therefore he says, if you ask the goy, to put in a carbon paper and produce two pages of writing, you're asking him to do more chilul Shabbos, so to speak. It would be more chilul Shabbos to have the carbon copy and not having a carbon copy, and therefore you're asking the goy to do that extra bit of chilul Shabbos for you, and therefore it's awesome. And it was amazing how you could just come out straight away, with the it so happened I just learned this Gemara not so long ago, but I wasn't able to make that diuk that he made from what you remember the whole shack of Italian, it only asked this, if it didn't ask that, since it didn't ask that, it shows that this is more than that. It's very, very clever. And I thought, I'll even say, I remember I said, but in the Maskona, it says it is still better to cut the twig with the three figs. He says, yeah, but that doesn't take away, the fact that cutting one twig with three figs is better than one twig with a two fig. So the order that we have, So the say that we have is that the worst thing is to make two separate snips. That's always the worst. You've got two acts. Better than that, if you do one act, even though it involves three figs. And better still is if you do one act and you've only produced two figs. So we already see a certain hierarchy here, that you've got, how much katsira you're doing, how many snips, how many acts of melacha you've got to do. As I say, these things, the medicine might have changed, but it's the principles that we learn from here, which we apply today. We find in a lot of it's interesting that, let's say, for a choyle, you need to boil water on Shabbos. I think you've got to sterilize syringe or needles or something. You need to boil water. So, if you've got a choice between putting a kettle on the gas and using an electric kettle, so it says it's better to use electric kettle, because to put the kettle on the gas, unless you've got the gas with a pilot light, but if you have to strike a match and then put the match to the gas, so you're doing two acts of mevayah, right? You're striking the match and then you're lighting the gas, so you're doing two acts. Better the electric kettle, where you just press the button, you do one act, better than doing two acts. So all these things, you've got sort of funny examples of figs and things like that, you apply it to modern circumstances, and, that's where you get. Now, it's interesting that there's a further sort of discussion, and the Gemara, it's not actually the Gemara, we're showing him talk about it. What happens if a person on Shabbos, the doctor says he must have some meat to eat, and the only meat available is some nevela? There's a guy in the flat in the house upstairs, and he's got some nevela, and I can eat this nevela. Or there's some, I've got some chickens outside in the garden, I can chef the chicken and prepare it for this man. Which is better, to be over the Issa Shechita, which is a chilul Shabbos, which is very serious, chilul skira, or eating the neveda, which is only a lifestyle say. Now, they all say somehow that it's better to do the chilul Shabbos than to eat the neveda. And there's various reasons given, and the reasons make a difference. Right? The Ram says, for example, he says, when you're eating nevela, every device of nevela that you eat is another issur. Whereas with shchita, you do one mice of shchita, and the chicken is dead. It's one act of shchita. You know, shchita is one issur that makes a difference whether you shech an ox or you shech a chicken. You've done one act of shchita, and that's all you need to do. So even though chilul Shabbos is worse than a nevela, but you're doing one act, which is worse, is always better than doing two acts. Right? You see from this principle of the cutting of the twig. Right? So that says that it's better to do chilul Shabbos.
What about the
punishment?
What about the punishment?
Yeah, even though the punishment for Shabbos would be worse, right? Shabbos is a much bigger issa than nevela, but nevertheless, yeah, for the Kuf Nefesh, you're allowed to do the Issa. Right? The only question is which is. So it's better to do one Issa, even though it's a Chiv Skida, than to do a lot of eatings of Neveda. Each bite of Neveda that you take is another Issa. Like we saw with the twig. Better to have one, even though you're producing three figs, rather than doing two cuts where you're doing only two. And there's another Svara given. The Rosh brings it, and it's a very interesting story. I couldn't understand it as much, but when you think about it, it does make sense. He says, if you've got to supply this person with meat, so you've got to shech the chicken, and then you've got to cook it. Right? You've got this piece of nevela, right? A piece of raw nevela, we're assuming. Right? You've got to cook this nevela, and then you've got to eat it. Now, in either case, you've got to do two isurim here. Two, even though we're doing it's a mice issur, but you've got two acts of aveira. Right? One case, you're doing an act of shchita, you've got to be mechalel Shabbos with shchita, then be mechalel Shabbos again by cooking it. In the other case, you've got to be mechalel Shabbos by cooking it, and then you've got to do an issur of an aveira by eating it. So he says that it's better to do the Shabbos, the better to shech the chicken. Because Mechalel Shabbos we've got to do in any case, since either way we've got to cook it. So either way, we've got to be Mechalel Shabbos. So it's better, since in any case we've got to be Mechalel Shabbos, better to do another Chilul Shabbos and shecht it, rather than to do a new Aveira of Neveda. Now it's a very interesting concept that. It sounds sort of a little bit strange that Neveda is less than Shchita, but nevertheless, it's sort of the idea of we've got all these mitzvahs. Listen, this person, since the Kohanim wanted, we've got to be over something today. So today, we've got to be Mechalel Shabbos, so it's Wednesday. And so if we're Mechalel Shabbos, okay, we do two acts of Chilul Shabbos. It's better to do two acts of Chilul Shabbos than one act of Chilul Shabbos, and then involving a completely different Aveda, the Aveda of Neveda. That's a very interesting concept, that. Then again, there's other considerations that are brought into Rosh. A very interesting and practical consideration that some people get sick of eating the veil. If you're told eating the veil, the person might get so sick, he'll stick it all up and it'll be no use to him at all, and he'll be in a sakana. It's better to give him the kosher food. Other people have a swallow of timtum halev, that when you eat macholas asuras, then it has a certain effect on you. You know, you are what you eat, and unlike all other veilers, every veilers got a ruchnistic effect on you, but this produces sort of a timtum halev, and you know, this is better to steer away from the Veda and to do an Issa of Shabbos. So these are some of the considerations that we have. I mean, it's a very big sugya, and if it comes to the mighty Ramashites, if you can ask, if you've got time to ask the Shaila, okay, but as I say, if you haven't got time, you're in a hurry, then, you know, don't bother to ask, just get on with it. But at any rate, these are the considerations. So to sum up, what have we said? We said the very first thing you've got to consider, if you're in a hurry, don't consider anything. It's Wednesday, and just get on with it and do everything. The second consideration you've got, the choymer ho issa, judged by the oynish. You've got two things, the one which is a data oynish, more than a lesser oynish, like tevel and a veiler, one is more than the other. And where you've got things of the same oynish, then there's various considerations, like we said, whether Tevel is better than Trumo or Trumo is better than Tevel, that's another consideration. Then, we said, is it possible to do just one act of Isser, and to do everything with one act is always better than doing two acts? And then we said, if you've got to do two acts, it's better to do two acts of Isser of the same thing rather than two acts of two different Isurim. So these are sort of some of the considerations. But there's one final thing, and it's very interesting, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach patterns this. I wouldn't have known this on my own, but he says that if I've got, let's say I've got my Shabbos meal, I'm living in a house, I've got my Shabbos meal and my food and my chicken or hot dog, and then there's somebody in the house, somebody else, another person living upstairs, whatever, and suddenly he needs to eat. He needs hot food, or something. He's only got raw food, and he must have some food cooked for him, and it's Shabbos. So, am I allowed to cook his food for him on Shabbos? Or am I mechuyev to say, listen, I've got my food, I can give him my food, okay, I'll have a little better, I won't have the big oinig Shabbos, I'll give him my food, and I won't die from this person, I'm going to die if he doesn't get the hot food. Better, I shouldn't be mechalel Shabbos at all, give him my food. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, I'm not mechuyev to give him my food. I am me, and he is he. I am allowed to live my life as a normal person. I've got my food for Shabbos, for my family. Here I am, I can sit down, I can eat my Shabbos food. He hasn't got any food ready, he's only got raw food. Okay, he's in the cook's nefesh, so I'll cook some food for him, I'll cook his food. I'm allowed to be mechalel Shabbos, and we don't say, better, I should be Moitra Nefesh and give them my food, that I'm not mechuyev to do. Actually, you've got in the hospital, you've got nurses, you know, you need, they've got their food, they've got their dinner, and there's a choylem who haven't got any food. They wouldn't have to give up their food to give the patient, listen, this is my lunch, this is what I'm eating. As the patient needs certain things, we must have a Shabbos for the patient, I don't have to give them mine. So these are some of the considerations of which put the mitzvahs into a hierarchy. Thank you very much.